Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When I speak about the rapture to people, they often they say, oh, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm saved. So today the subject is assurance of salvation. And the Bible text is from 1st letter of John, chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When I was in Bible school, there was a young man, and he lived under the belief that he has to be perfect. He had a fight with himself because he always saw that he is sinning. Such a person can never experience the joy of life. Many Christians think they have to work something in order to be received by Christ. There are many who hope that being good will somehow make them right in the eyes of God. Unfortunately, they are misunderstanding. Being good, not doing any harm to anybody, doesn't make your heart born again. Without being born again, you don't become a child of God. Here is what the Bible says about works. In Psalm 14:3, it says, they have all turned aside, they have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. And Ecclesiastes chapter 7:20 says, for there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. And again, in Isaiah 64:6, but we are all like an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Our works are not sufficient, because whatever we do is contaminated. The Bible tells us that our works are not good enough to be accepted by God. Therefore, how can we possibly use them as for a peace offering to God? You may work in the church, you may work for other people and think that will bring you into heaven. But it won't. Unfortunately, this too is a misconception. Jesus himself mentioned those who would try to get in by religious things. Many religious people, they're very religious, but they don't make it to heaven. So works will never get us salvation. If you think so, you work and work and work, you're never sure if you're saved or not. The assurance of salvation is knowing that you are sure that you are saved. The problem is that many followers of Jesus look to the assurance of salvation in the wrong place. They tend to seek assurance of salvation in the things God is doing for them, for their spiritual growth, in the good works they do, and obedience to God's word. That is evident in every Christian life. But while these things should be the evidence of salvation, they are not the base on which we put our assurance of our salvation. Rather, we should find that the assurance of our salvation is in the objective of truth of the Word of God. We should have confident trust that we are saved because of what Jesus done. And our confidence should be based on the promises that God has made. The promises that God has made. Not because of subjective experiences. So how can we have assurance of salvation? In first letter of John, chapter 5, verses 11 to 13, it says, "And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has a Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." Who has the Son of God? It's those who have believed in him. If you have Jesus Christ, you have life. This is not temporary life, this is eternal life. According to 1 John 5:13, you can know that you have eternal life. You can know that. You can be assured of it. And God wants us to have this assurance of salvation. We should not live our Christian lives wondering and worry each day whether we are saved, whether we make it to heaven or not. This should not be in our life. That is why the Bible makes it very clear. The Bible makes a plan of salvation very clear. Believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus Christ. Do you believe in that Jesus died for you, the penalty of your sins, and rose again back to life? Do you trust in him for salvation? If your answer to these questions is yes, then you are saved. Assurance means freedom from doubt. By believing God's word, you can have no doubt about the reality of your eternal life. Jesus himself assures those who believe in him. In John chapter 10, verse 28 to 29, "And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." Eternal life is a life without end, no end to it. There is no one, not even yourself, who can take Christ's God-given gift of salvation away from you. Nobody can. Rejoice in what the Word of God is saying to you. Instead of doubting, we can live with confidence. We can have the assurance from God's own word that our salvation will never be in question. Our assurance of salvation is based on the perfect and complete salvation that God has provided for us through Jesus Christ. Are you, Lord, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you trust in what he has done, our Savior has done for you? If the answer is yes, rest assured, you are saved. To have assurance of salvation is best to turn to the Word of God. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13 says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. When you receive Jesus as personal Lord and Savior, you were born again. You became a child of God. As a loving father, he would never, never, ever reject you. Human fathers, they may reject you, but God, never. He loves you so much. He cares for you. Nothing can take you out of the love of God. Neither demons, nor powers, nor principalities, nor anything can take you from the love of God. As his life is eternal, so his love is eternal. You are born again. That means you became different species, a different species that has never existed before. And now God's DNA is your DNA. You now belong to the family of God, and as such, you're the heir of the Father. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. A new creation. In other translations, it says, a brand new person. The old has gone, the new has come. You may have lived a sinful life, but when you came to Christ, you became a new person, a new species. Nothing in the same is the same as before. Everything is new. Praise the Lord. This is a great gift of love to you. You don't want to put on your old rags again when you have received a luxury dress. Would any lady would put on the rags once you have a luxury dress for £3,000. You wouldn't. So you don't return to the old life once you have experienced the new life in God. You are born again, became a new creation. In fact, you cannot go back because the old life has died and you have received. You were born into a new life. John 3:16, I'm sure you know the verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Somebody said to me, I'm a nobody. I am nothing. So I answered and said, do you say that Jesus died for a nobody? He would be a fool to die for nothing. He died for you because he loves you so much. So much. God loves you so much that he gave his life, his everything for you. Jesus took all your sins upon himself. Everything. The sin you committed in the past and the sins that you are committing in the future were laid on him. Through the sacrificial death, you became justified. Your sins have been paid for. You became righteous. If you still think that you are not worthy, you actually say, I don't believe that Jesus has died for me, and therefore I still have to do some certain works to be justified. But it doesn't work. You see, he paid for it. He paid already. When I went to a restaurant, I had a good meal, then I wanted to pay. And And the waitress says, it's already paid. It didn't have to pay again. So, in the same way, he has paid for us. He took our sins on him. Jesus paid for you, so you never have to pay again in your life. Never again.
Amen.
In eternity.
Amen.
He has done it for all eternity.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That includes all your sins that you commit in 100 years' time. Mm. It's forgiven. It's already forgiven. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, do you not know that your temple, that you are a temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? You not only became a child of God, you not only became a new creation, you also became a temple of God. He lives in you. Because God lives in a temple, and therefore you are the temple and God lives in you. Your body is a temple and the Holy Spirit lives in you. That's why we say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In Leviticus chapter 20, verse 8, it says, keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you what? Holy. Holy. We're not just any odd temple. We are the Holy Spirit temple. We have been made holy. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Now, look at the tense that Peter used. He didn't say, you will be a holy nation. You will go from darkness to light. He used past tense. Past tense. Already it's done. Already. So, Peter didn't say it will be sometimes when you go to heaven. He spoke of here on earth. He spoke of past tense. That means, I say it again, you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, and you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we have already been chosen. We have already been made a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We belong to God who has changed our destiny. We can be absolute certain about that. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 22, it says, For the Lord will not forsake his people, for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. What a wonderful promise. He will never forsake you. Never ever.
Glory.
He has made you his people, and you are made holy. So you can say, I'm a holy person. I'm a holy man. I'm a holy woman. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How can you still be uncertain about your salvation? How can you still doubt that you will be taken at the rapture? The doubt is unbelief in the Bible and unbelief in God. How can you still say, maybe I am unworthy of salvation? You may say you're not good enough, but he is. You may say, I don't measure up, but he does. Read the Bible and mark all the verses that promise salvation to you. Become sure enough. Be certain that you are saved. That is our faith. And He will never let us down. God is not changing His mind. Some think, oh, maybe He will not forgive me. Maybe He will not forgive this sin. If you think like that, you think like a human person. You think God is human. Because as humans, you change your mind all the time. Today, you forgive, tomorrow you don't forgive. Today you like somebody, tomorrow you don't like him anymore. God is not like that. He is God and He is a spirit. He never changes His mind. What He promised before the worlds were created, He will keep. Jesus died once and for all. We read in Romans 6, verse 10. The death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives in God. And Jesus died once and He won't do it again. His work is already accomplished. It says in Ephesians 3:11, according to His eternal purpose, which He accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Therefore, once and for all time, I am assured of my salvation. You can be assured of your salvation. Romans 8:16, it says, to finish off, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Praise the Lord. You can be assured of your salvation. You can be assured that at rapture you will be taken in the first place. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.